रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 62 दधिमुख एंड द मंकीज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. एंड हनुमान शाउटेड आउट टू देम, फ्रेंड्स, लीव ब्लैक केयर एंड फियर बिहाइंड यू. टेक योर फिल ऑफ द हनी, द फ्रूट्स एंड एवरीथिंग यू फाइंड हियर. आई टेक इट अपॉन मायसेल्फ टू प्रिवेंट एनीवन फ्रॉम डिस्टर्बिंग यू. Then Angada, mightily pleased with himself, roared out his orders. Friends, stay not your hands from the honey you find here. The words of Maruti, who has come back to us crowned with success, are a law unto us, and it is our bounden duty to see that it is carried out. You need no persuasion towards that. The monkeys raised a shout of good cheer, and like a mighty river in full flood, spread themselves over the honey grove. They were mightily excited at meeting Hanuman after his long and dangerous journey. They had news of Sita to gladden their hearts. Their prince Angada had given them leave to do as they would. They waxed haughty and furious at being checked. They made light of the guardian of the grove. They ate and drank to their heart's content of the fruits and honey therein. The guards tried to stay them and were driven out with blows and kicks and curses. Some drank honey out of leaf cups. Some in sheer wantonness threw the honey upon themselves. Others drank it and hit others with the squeezed combs. Some painted others with wax. Some had drunk more than was good for them and supported themselves against the trunks of lofty trees. Some threw themselves on the earth in leafy corners. Some spread couches of soft leaf and slept themselves. Some struck at one another, mad with drink and out of sheer gladness. Some laid bets as to who would leap farthest. Some roared like mighty lions. Some simply yelled and shrieked and shouted as if they could not contain themselves. Some lay in drunken sleep, all unconscious of the uproar. Some laughed at something they did. Some knew not what. Some others watched them and tried to imitate them. Some boasted of something they did, they cared not to remember what, and others said unto themselves that might be improved upon. The guards set there by Dadimukha were routed by the monkeys and saw the presence of their master. Lord, the monkeys have entered our honey grove and are wasting it most atrociously. We did our best to keep them back. They hit us, they chased us about. They caught our feet and threw us aloft into the sky. And it is Hanuman who has given them leave to do so. Dadimukha was beside himself with wrath at this report. He comforted his men and said, "Come with me. Our troops and us will drive out these mischievous monkeys that have dared to enter our grove and lay violent hands upon it." Then Dadimukha and his guards came in with trees, stones and blocks and fell upon the monkeys, disporting themselves there. Hanuman and his friends saw them coming against them and sprang to meet them. Dadimukha, mighty in his strength, tore up a lofty tree and struck at them. Angada, blind with intoxication, could not make out Dadimukha, a reverend elder of his family. He hit him with his fists, kicked him down, pounded him upon the earth into a shapeless mass. The poor guardian of the forest had his arms broken. His legs were no better. He was deluged with blood and lay for a while in a dead faint. Very soon he came back to himself and, blind with fury, struck about him most lustily with huge trees at the monkeys he found drinking from the trees. But he had hard work to free himself from their grasp. So he betook himself to a lonely spot and said to his men, "Well, let these wretches remain here. I will speed to where the lords Rama and Sugriva abide. I will make Angada pay for all this. And Sugriva, in his black anger, will pass his word to slay the monkeys thereabouts. For this honey grove has been till now unapproached by the very gods. It is very dear to the heart of a king. It has come down to him from the far past, and it is matchless in beauty and loveliness. He will make short work of these drunken monkeys and their followers. It is but just that they should die a cruel death who had dared to cross the orders of the king. And all that we suffered at their hands will not go in vain." Then he lost no time and his guards with him, but coursed through the air and stood before his majesty Sugriva before the eye had time to wink. They beheld Rama, Lakshmana and with them Sugriva and came down. They clasped their palms over their head and laid themselves at the feet of King Sugriva with woeful looks. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Kunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.